Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. How are you?
We're back on our own sides of the table at this point. Before we play with our very special guest this week, I'd like to go over last week's challenge.
I would enjoy that if you would do that.
Well, I said start with the name of a famous literary figure who went by his initials. Take those initials and the first letter of his last name, rearrange those letters, and you can spell a word in the title of one of his most famous books. Who is the person and what is the word?
Well, after going through the entire canon, I finally lighted on E.B. White. And if you rearrange his initials and the W that starts his last name, you can spell Webb, as in Charlotte's Web.
Well done.
I'm some pig, huh? Well, Ian, as you mentioned, we have another guest answerer on this week's show. Oh, by the way, Ian, how did you get 2 weeks off in a row from answering these questions?
Well, it pays to be the one who actually works here.
I suppose. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, we're excited. We've got a guest with us, Neville Fogarty, a graduate student in mathematics at the University of Kentucky, and probably more importantly to his career prospects and also to us, a very loyal listener of Any Questions. Neville Fogarty, welcome. Thanks for playing.
Oh, thanks, Ian. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Neville. As your followers know, your Twitter handle is @flyingelevator. Listeners at home, can you figure out why? So let's see how much you really know about elevators.
Oh, goodness.
Sharing its name with an Egyptian city, the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas has atrium elevators that travel on a 39-degree incline. This is due to the architecture of the building, which is shaped like a what?
Oh, that's a pyramid.
It is a pyramid, yes, the hint being that Luxor is an Egyptian city. And there's pictures and video on the web, and they go up at an angle. And if you're, like, creepy about regular elevators, this is not for you.
Yeah, I'll take the stairs where I just lean all the way back.
Yes.
By the way, not fair. We've got a math student. He gets a pyramid question, first off.
The 1997 version of TV Guide's 100 Greatest Episodes of All Time has at number 91 an episode of what drama during which attorney Rosalind Shays falls down an empty elevator shaft?
Ooh, I'm not sure, but is that L.A. Law?
It is L.A. Law. And the black humor of this question is that the episode title is Good to the Last Drop. The type of elevator known as a paternoster, which means our father in Latin, was so named because the continuously looping passenger compartments are reminiscent of what objects, often used when reciting the Lord's Prayer?
How about a rosary?
Yeah, they're rosary beads. And again, I watched a little video of these elevators, and it's these little boxes that just go around on a loop, and when one of them shows up in the opening, you step on and go wherever you're going.
And say a prayer.
Hailing from Austin, Texas, the 13th floor elevators are often credited as one of the first bands in what genre of rock, which was influenced by 1960s drug culture and later included Jefferson Airplane and Pink Floyd.
Oh. Mike, do you understand how old I am? You're asking L.A. Law. Is that psychedelic rock?
Psychedelic rock is very good. Answer the question and then you can yell at me, all right? And finally, the 1971 film adaptation of Roald Dahl's novel Charlie and the Chocolate Factory ends with a scene in a glass elevator, which sets up the plot for the book's sequel. Which three characters are in the elevator as it crashes through the roof of the factory?
Let's see here. There is Willy Wonka.
One.
Charlie Bucket.
Is two.
And Charlie's grandpa.
Is three. Do you know what grandpa's name is?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to remember. And I'm blanking.
Ian, do you know?
No, it's not there.
It's Grandpa Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Neville Fogarty passed our elevator quiz with flying colors.
He was pure imagination.
He went 5 for 5, despite his protestations. Do you like riding in glass elevators? Have you ever been to a chocolate factory? Write to us and let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or take the Otis to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the name of the founder of a famous elevator company, Elisha Otis. That's E-L-I-S-H-A-O-T-I-S. Drop one letter, then rearrange the result to spell something that would be unpleasant for someone to have if you were in an elevator with them. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, thanks for a great quiz, and thanks also to our guest player, Neville Fogarty, all the way from Kentucky. Much appreciated.
Hey, thanks. It was my pleasure, Ian.
Thanks, Neville.